I guess, Kevin, I know the MJHL held their annual general meeting a couple weeks back. I guess maybe overall for that weekend, how did it go?
Yeah, it was a great weekend, actually. It was the first time we've had everyone involved in in-person meetings, you know, since the last 3 years with the governors on site and all the coaches and general managers and teams, hockey operations staff, and the marketing manager. It was really nice to get everyone in the same room and just talk about the MJHL and catch up just on a personal level. And obviously it's informal and formal. So at the end of the day, we're all striving for the MJHL to be the best that it can be. And, you know, that becomes really evident once you get everyone available and out of season, where we can all focus on what we need to do better to ensure that we're providing the best opportunity for players to advance and develop in the MJHL.
I know that the weekend is almost trying to prepare for the next season, but also to put a bow on this past campaign. But when you look back at the season, another successful MJHL campaign. I know the Centennial Cup in Portage of Perry was a success as well. But when you look back, got to be pretty pleased with how the season went.
I am. I think when you're in the season, you know, there's things you don't like, there's things you like. It's obviously a very competitive environment. But looking back, you know, it was really a season that was just consistent, positive, with no extenuating issues that we've had to deal with over the past 3 years. It was really nice that way. The attendance across the league was at or above pre-pandemic levels, and that really translated into playoffs, where we had the highest playoff attendances we've seen in 15 years. And with the fact of hosting the MJHL-SJHL Showcase for the first time in Manitoba, which, you know, was supposed to have taken place the previous two seasons, but obviously due to the pandemic, it was postponed. And this year, to bring that event to Winnipeg and into the Manitoban and our market was very positive, and, you know, that's something we'll be doing for the upcoming season as well. And, you know, I think parity has always been a very strong point in the MJHL, and this year was carried on that tradition. It, you know, from the West Division to the East Division, really towards the end of the season, we didn't know who was going to be in or what our matchups were going to be. And really, that's an optimal environment, especially when it relates to player development, to have to play games, meaningful games, day in and day out, where you have to be prepared, you have to be ready. That just really helps players prepare for the next level and prepare for what it takes day in and day out to play, you know, in an elite junior A hockey league. And it also is a benefit to our coaches. They put an incredible amount of work in and day out to prepare, to be ready, knowing that every game is a very difficult game where anyone can win on any given night. So that's obviously been a positive in years past, and it continues to be. The one area I think that gets overlooked a little bit is the amount of community work that teams do within their surrounding communities. You know, each team strives for 1,000 hours of community service each year. And really, over the last few years, you've really seen the players and the organizations and the coaches embrace this. I think they all take pride in that they are ambassadors and they are role models for their community. And the amount of hours and the amount of different initiatives that teams do across Manitoba is really amazing. And I do think it does get overlooked sometimes. It's always the focus is on the on-ice product, where the off-ice work they do is just, if not more important. And again, our playoffs were very, very competitive, you know, from round one to the finals. This year, we were lucky enough. We were obviously the Portage Terriers were hosting the Centennial Cup. So to be able to send two teams to the national championship and is obviously a bonus. You know, to have both teams represent the MJHL very well, I think it just puts more evidence to where we are across the nation when it comes to junior A hockey. And you know, with the league champions, the Steinbach Pistons, they had some very, very close games and didn't get the bounces, but they could have very easily been 3-1, you know, instead of 1-3 in their round robin, and they just missed the playoff round. But you look at the Portage Terriers, who lost in the semifinals and in the MJHL, and they made it to the top four in the CJHL National Championship. So, you know, that's 2 years in a row where the MJHL has had a team in the Final Four. Which I think it's us in the AJHL are the only leagues that can say that so far. So that's a good testament to where the league's at. Obviously, we want to keep growing and keep taking further steps, but overall, very positive year. A lot of good things went on and off the ice, and that's just something we're look to continue going forward.
I know lots of things were discussed and brought forward from the AGM, but I guess the one in particular is the new player movement guidelines. I know there's lots to pack with that new guidelines, but maybe some Cole's notes to just what that means going forward.
Those are areas that the board has been discussing over the last couple of years, and we just want to make sure we're giving Manitoba players as much opportunity to play in the MJHL as we can. And, you know, especially as it relates to the 17-year-olds, there's a number of reasons that maybe a player that is junior ready doesn't have the opportunity to play in the MJHL. You know, they want to play closer to home, or the team that they're drafted by might be very full and very deep that year. So we just want to make sure that those players, you know, do have the option to sign with another MJHL team if there is a spot available. And really it's player focused initiatives where, you know, and for the teams as well, if they're looking for a good young player that maybe isn't going to get a good opportunity in one organization, well, now they're going to have the option to potentially sign with another MJHL organization. So really, we want players and families to be comfortable with where they are in the MJHL, and we want to make sure that both teams and players and their families have options before looking elsewhere.
And just lastly here, I know you guys do a good job with your player education programs, and I know you want to continue that going forward in for the 2023-24 season.
Yeah, exactly. Like I think we've been very progressive in those areas, and we've been a leader in what we provide to our players. And that's another area that's always the focus in hockey and junior hockey is the on-ice product and the competitiveness and winning games and advancing players. But I think we all understand as a league and our board of governors that we have a duty to educate players off the ice as well and prepare them for life after hockey and moving outside the MJHL. And with the initiatives we have in place, we're very happy with them. We think we always reevaluate and see areas that maybe we can be improved, or how delivery can be improved, or what subjects we want to cover. But going forward, you know, for the upcoming season, we're keeping every education program we have in place, and we might add little tweaks to it or add a presenter here or there. But obviously, it's very, very important topics that are being discussed, and last year they were received very, very well by everyone involved.